You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Let there be light. We all know that darkness is something that we tend to avoid. When the lights go out due to a storm or a power outage, we search for candles, flashlights, or maybe our cell phone to find our way around so we don't run into something and injure ourselves, so that we are not so afraid in the darkness. We know that when we're in the darkness, we can easily get disoriented, get lost, not find our way. Throughout the Lenten season, we used various symbols for each Sunday of Lent to help us to focus upon the readings of the sacred scriptures. And now, during the Paschal Triduum, we have done the same. Holy Thursday's primary symbol was the bread and the wine that becomes the body and blood of Christ as we celebrate the institution of the Holy Eucharist, as we remember Jesus' Last Supper with his apostles the night before his crucifixion. Last night, as Father Chris reminded us so eloquently in his homily, our symbol, our focus is upon the tree of the cross, the tree of our salvation, on which hung the Savior of the world. And tonight, our focus, our symbol, our image is light. We began, as we do every Holy Saturday night, after sunset, when the darkness has arrived, to remind us that Christ comes as the light, as we start around the fire, and then from the fire that is blessed, we light our Paschal candle, the Christ candle, and proclaim three times, Christ our light. And then we all light our candles from the Christ candle to remind ourselves that we are to be children of the light. We too are to be light. And so we're reminded in the book of Genesis tonight, the story of creation, the very first thing that God created was light. Let there be light. For Genesis tells us the world was an abyss of darkness. We celebrate this night with such solemnity because we know that there is still an abyss of darkness in the world in which we live. We know that this world in which we live is filled with the darkness of greed, violence, abuse of our environment, dishonesty, abuse of children. The list can go on and on. But in the midst of the darkness, we do not lose hope, for Christ is our light. The people of Israel did not lose hope in the midst of the darkness of their slavery. And because they trusted in God, God sent them Moses to lead them out of the darkness into the light of the promised land. And as God sent Moses to free the people of Israel from the darkness of slavery and bring them into the light of the promised land, we celebrate tonight that God has sent to us God's only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our light, to free us from the darkness of our sins, to be the light not just for one nation, but for all the nations. And we know, of course, that the greatest darkness is the darkness of death. And we're reminded this night that Christ suffered, died, and rose again, freeing us from the darkness of death, assuring us that he who is risen after sharing fully in our humanity invites us now to share fully in his divinity. This is the good news that we celebrate this holy night. This is the source of our hope and our joy. Yes, hope is a good thing. And we are a people of hope. And as our Holy Father, Pope Francis, reminds us time and time again, the source of our joy is our hope that Jesus is risen and assures us that in the end, the light will always prevail over the darkness. And so all that we do this night, we do it with the Paschal candle, Christ the light nearby. And we renew our commitment, we renew our baptismal promises tonight to be children of the light, to bring light into the darkness that our world faces, that our country faces, that our community faces, that our neighbors face, to give them hope and to assure them no matter how dark the darkness may be, in the end, the light will always prevail. And so as we begin our 50-day Easter celebration, the feast of our faith, the feast which gives meaning and purpose and direction and hope to our lives, let us renew our commitment to always walk as the children of the light, to give witness to others that indeed Christ, who is our hope, will prevail over all things, even death itself. For this night is simply another reminder to us of the good news that God is good
all the time.
All the time.